you have to pay Aleph Lamed Aleph, Mishnah. Etzem kedei lasos tarvad, bone, an animal bone, is enough to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lasos mimenu chath, to make the teeth for a lock. Zechuchis kedei ligra bo rosh hakarkar, zechuchis, enough of glass to rub off. It's like a sharp edge of glass to rub off the top of the karkar. Rashi says, let's see the Rashi, for tarvet kaf kolayer, some kind of spoon. Chath, kosoka gaitet, the pochasa shel chath atzma, the shira nofish mitarvet. The Gemara in the beginning is going to think that you're making the entire lock, and that's a bigger shear than a spoon. So Rabbi Yehuda's shear for bone is bigger than the shear of the Tanakhama. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Karkar, eitz yesh la'orgin. People who weave have a piece of wood, v'rosh ochad, and it's the end of it is very sharp. So the way you make it sharp is by using the glass to sharpen it. Tzror o evan, a clump of earth or a stone, kedei lizrok ba'of, big enough to throw at a bird. Rabbi Lezer bar Yaakov omer kedei lizrok ba'behema. Rabbi Lezer bar Yaakov says people don't bother to pick up a stone to throw at birds. Just yell at them. It scares them away. So you don't have to bother yourself to pick up a stone. So the shear of a stone is not enough to throw at a bird, but big enough to throw at an animal who doesn't get scared when you yell at it. It needs to have a rock thrown at it. Okay. And here there's no need of tzar balei chayim. We're talking about the animals bothering you or hurting you or whatever. Wherever it's a tzorech for a human being, there's no idea of tzar balei chayim. Or it's damaging you or whatever. People don't bother to pick up rocks to throw at birds. If just yell at it, it'll go away. Like we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's shear by bone was an entire lock, and the Tanakama was a spoon. Right? Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda's shear is a bigger shear. We have instances where wherever Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan argue about the shiurim of Hotzah, Rabbi Yehuda is the more machmer. He says a smaller shear. Amar ule chafei posachas. We're not talking about the lock. We're talking about the teeth that go inside the lock. And those are smaller than a spoon. Rashi. V'akaymel and deshur the Rabbanan nafish gabi lasos tloy. One of the examples is, Rashi said another example before, when you make something to hang up, a loop, to hang up the kelim, Rabbi Yehuda's shear was a smaller loop. Chafei posachas, shinayim hakfuim ba. The teeth that are connected to the lock, which form the place where the key goes in. Velohi atzma, not the lock itself. Osimosom the atzma. Those teeth are made out of bone. Okay. Tan rabbanan, chafei posachas tahorim. If you make, the teeth for a lock by themselves, are tahor. Rashi says, chafi posachas tahorim, dechozman shlo chibrim bo enam ruim l'klum. As long as you haven't connected them to a lock, they're fit for nothing. And therefore they're not makabel tumah. Kavon beposachas tmeim. And if you put them into the lock, they become part of the kli of the lock, and then they are tamei. They're capable of being makabel tumah. The kli etzem ke kli matras, shutayim tmeim. Because bone is just like metal. And pshute kli etzem are mekabel tumah, bakol shoftim. The imishum de mechuber le posachas, bechol mechuber le tar, posachas yesh la beis kibul le mekabel nifteyach. And if you'll say that since it's mechuber to the lock, maybe the lock's not mekabel tumah. He says, no, the lock is mekabel tumah, because the lock has and the lock is made of wood. So the lock, has a beis kibul, place for the key to go in. So it has a thing to receive something, then the lock is not called pshute kliates. It's not called kliates that don't have a base kibble. It has a base kibble. Tosfos argues on both of these things over here, because he holds, first of all, the base kibble of a lock, we learned before, the base kibble has to be that you carry the thing in that receptacle. Here you don't carry the key in the lock, it just stays there. And therefore that's not considered a base kibble. And secondly, he says that which Rashi says, that kli etzem pshuteim are tahar, are tameh, is not true. Says Kliyetzim is like Kliyetz, just like wooden Kalim that don't have any kind of base kibble, that are just plain pieces of wood, are not Makabel Tumah. Plain pieces of bone are also not Makabel Tumah. So, what's it called? Tosus therefore says that the teeth are made out of metal. And since they're fit, they're golmei klimatris. They're made, they have a little bit of a use even when they're stam teeth, but they're not finished. And an unfinished kli of mateches is not makabel tumah till it's finished, and now when you put it into the lock, now it's finished. Okay. Kovim posefs tumei v'shel gal, afal pi shechibrim bedelis, the kovon b'masmerim tahorim. Shekolam mechubar lekarka, erika karka. But, Rashi, the im haposeches hazos, eino shel kelim, kagon shel shilo migdal, ela shel gel, kamo truki gali, kagon dloso shari achotzer, if these locks are not in kelim, like in a chest or something like that that's movable, but it's shel gal. Gal means it's doors to a chotzer that are connected to the ground. Right? Afal pi shechibrim beposachas, even though you put the teeth into the lock, but the lock is in something that's connected to the ground, hoil the chibur zebedelisi, the delis binyan mechubur lekarka tahori. Nothing that's connected to the ground is makabel tumah. The lock is connected to the door is connected to the ground, and the teeth are connected to the lock. Nothing is makabel tumah, since it's all connected to the ground. Okay. So if you have a lock connected to the ground, and the pieces of it also are not makabel tumah. Zechuchis kede ligrabo, and enough glass with a sharp edge to whittle down the thing that they use for weaving with a sharp point on it. Tana sechuchis kede litzoa boshnei nimim ka'achas. Right, the braces are different shears. Zechuchis, Rashi says sechuchis and zechuchis are the same thing. Glass is called sechuchis with a samach and zechuchis. The Alshem Shesochin Korin Sechuchis, it's called Sechuchis because you can see through it. Socha means to look. So you can see through the glass, that's why it's called Sechuchis. The Alshem Shizakon, because it is clear, Korin Zichuchis. That's why it's called Zichuchis, Zach. So it's Zach and it's Soch. You can see through it and it's clear. So for both reasons, that's why it's called both of these words. So the amount of glass is Lifzoa Boshnei Nimim Ka'achas. So what's it called? To open up, cut two threads at the same time. It's also used in weaving, in the weaving process. Okay, let's go on. Tsroro evente lizrak ba'ov, a clump of earth or a rock in order to throw at a bird. Reb Elezer omer enough to throw at an animal. Om Reb Yaakov, Om Reb Yochanan, v'hushim mirageshes bo. It's big enough that the animal will be fazed by it. It'll know that you threw a rock at it. Otherwise, if it's just a little pebble and it just falls off its hide, that's not effective. The Kamashiro, what's the shear of throwing a rock at an animal that it'll take notice of it? Tanya, Velezer ben Yaakov, or Mishkal Asora Zuz. The rock that weighs 10 Zuz. Okay, Rashi. Vahushimar Geshes, Abahema, Bitsor Zeb, Hakoso. That the animal be big enough for the animal to take notice of it. Zunin al the Beis Medrash. Zunin went to the Beis Medrash. Omer lehu rabosei avonim shebo sakisei shurim bekam. In the time of Chazal, they used to wipe themselves after going to the bathroom with stones. Person reads this Gemara, you can be appreciative of our matzav today. Okay, and their bathrooms were out in the wild. So. And stones normally are muktzah. But the Rabbanim were matter you to move stones on Shabbos in order to cover the Abrius. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to function. So in order to wipe yourself in the Beis HaKisei, they mattered you to move stones. Machlokas, in fact, what they were matter. Rashi seems to say the whole Shiloh over here is moving the stones will be muktzah. However, we'll see that along the line, Rashi seems to say that you're even allowed to move them 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim, less than 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim. And that's also a chiddush. Others hold there's no chiddush. You're allowed to move anything less than 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim, l'chatchila. Others say that it's talking about a karmelis. And the chiddush is that they weren't matur moving more than four armas in a karmelis. They're matur to move muktzah, but not to move it in a karmelis more than four armas. And some say they were matur to take from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid because of Kavod HaBrius. They were matur you to move them from a karmelis into Rishus HaYochid also. Others hold, no, you're allowed to move them as muktzah, but you can't move, and you can move them maybe in a karmelis less than arba amos, but to take them from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, which is a separate issur d'rabbanan, that they were matur. And it could be that what's the difference between moving muktzah and moving something from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid? So one difference could be that muktzah, we're not afraid you're going to come to do something else that's aser. Muktzah machmas gufa, just that the thing has no use on Shabbos, they aser it. Masha ein kein, carrying from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, right, or it could be that you'll come to carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So that's a worse kind of issur. It's a bigger kind of gezeirah. And another possibility is, you're always going to have to move these rocks because of muktzah for Kavod HaBrius. So they were matter that. But not every Beis HaKisei involves moving from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid or whatever. But you can situate yourself in the rocks in such a way that you'll find rocks that are ready in Rishus HaYochid. So they didn't have to be matter moving the rocks from one Rishus to another, even in Rishus HaRabbanan, because that's not something that always has to be. But moving rocks always has to be, so they were matter the muktzah, because that's something that you can't do without. If you're not matter the muktzah, you never can use the rocks for wiping yourself. So what's the shear? You can't just take in, a whole mound of rocks. How many rocks can you take in when you go to the bathroom? Amru lo, kezayis, keegos, ukebeya. Three rocks, right? There were three different stages of wiping yourself. One with a rock the size of a kezayis, one the size of an egos, and one the size of a beya. So you had to go and choose three different sizes of rocks, and that you were allowed to bring in the Beis HaKisei, no more. You bring a scale into the bathroom with you to start measuring these rocks, right? Nimnu v'gomru molei hayad. So they discussed it, and they said, you're right. The halacha is not that you have to dafka take three according to what you need. You can take a whole handful of rocks and use them as you need. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kezayis, Keegos, or Kebeya. Rabbi Yossi said, the shear of the rocks, you're allowed to only take three, and in these measurements. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishum Avi, Molei Hayad. And Rabbi Shimon said in the name of his father that in the end they changed their mind, and they were matter taking in a whole handful of rocks, no matter what size they are. Rashi. Shiurim Bekama, Lishkayiv Alehen. Right? So what Shiurim Bekama is, if you carry rocks into Rishus HaRabim, for the sake of Beis HaKisei, what's the shear of Hotso and what you chayv achatzis? Inami letalplon bechotzer ulachnis on Beis HaKisei. Another question was, how big can the rocks be, or how many rocks are you allowed to be metalpl in a chotzer in order to bring them into the Beis HaKisei? The idi and the same shear. If this is the amount that you're allowed to bring into the Beis HaKisei, that's the amount that's choshev that you're chayev if you carry it on Shabbos. Carry it out into Rishus HaRabim, or into Rishus HaYochid. Tan Rabbanan, Gimel Avonim Mikurzolos Mutar Lahachnas LeBeis HaKisei. Right? Three rocks, Mikurzolos, that are not smooth. Smooth rocks don't help for wiping. You need something that's abrasive. So three abrasive rocks you're allowed to bring to the Beis HaKisei. The Kamashurim, what are the shurim of these three rocks? Rameir Omer Ke'egos. Rameir says they're all the shear, or the smallest shear is an egos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda says the rocks can even be a Kebeya, the middle shear. Omer Rafim Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chisda, Kamachlokas Kan, Kamachlokas Be'esra. Notice I got this three rashis in here. Okay, Ke'egos. Kezayis Kegos Kebeya, Sholosh Machnisim, you're allowed to bring three rocks in, Lekinua, to wipe yourself, Umekanea Zuachazu, and you use each one after the other. Achas Kezayis, the smallest one, the Kezayis, the Achas Kegos, and a medium sized one, the Achas Kebeya, and a bigger one that's the size of a Beya. Bitchila Mekanea Piharei, Biktano, the Hosirei, Anidbaksha. Use the smaller one to get all the excess Tsoa, right, out of that place. Shagdola pocheses umalachlis divosik. If you're a bigger one, it's going to spread it over your backside. So use a small one just to concentrate on the leftover tzoah. And then you use the middle-sized one to wipe what's left, and the bigger one to finish up the job. Turtani, Moznaim, Yachnis, Hashem, Lishko. You have to worry so much about the size of these rocks, you have to bring a scale with you every time you go to the bathroom. Mole Hayad, Bein Shloshta. All three together should fill up your hand. Or Afilu Hein Dalet Behei, it doesn't make a difference how many rocks and what their size is. You can take a handful. Ubein Kula, Mole Hayad. Take a handful of rocks and they were matter without having to be so discerning. Mikurzolos, Bikuos. They were abrasive, not flat, smooth rocks, but rocks with crevices or whatever. Shiruyos, Likinua. Because if they're very smooth rocks, they're not going to be good for using as toilet paper. Rashi says both things. You're allowed to move them less than arba amos in a chotzer, right, in what's it called, in a karmelis, or in a rishus harabim. And you're also allowed to metalk them, because they're muktzah. Ke'egos kolachas ta'achas. So, Reb Meir says, the shear of all of them can't be more than an egos. That's the middle shear. Reb Yehuda says you can have the biggest shear, kebeya. You can have as many stones you want, and they can be a kebeya. No, he says three. Three, and they can be all a beya. And unlike what we said before, you have three different sizes. And the first, Amandi Omer, Reb Meir says ke'egos. So Mara says, ke'machlokas kan, kach machlokas be'egos, be'esrof. The same machlokas that Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have, the gabe, the size of stones for wiping yourself, right, are the same machlokes, the gabe esrog. And the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds a shear of an esrog as kebeya, and the Rabbi Meir says ke'egos. So Mara says, hasam asnis and hacha braisa. What are you saying? The same thing over here is the same thing as esrog. Right? Esrog is the same as this. This is a braisa. That's a Mishnah. That is much more authoritative than here. So you can't say, the Mishnah over there is just like the braisa over here. You could say the Bryce is just like what they argue in the Mishnah, right? So Mara says, Ela kamachlokas be'esrog kach machlokas kan. Okay, change it. The same way that they argue by esrog in the Mishnah is the same way they argue by these stones in the Bryce. Okay. Chosa masnisen. Plugsa de esrog masnisen. The machlokas of Meir and Yehuda by esrog is a Mishnah. Meseches Sukkah. The Hisidura with the Atalmidim. Everybody knew the Mishnahis. The Hacha Brisa, the Ishharbi Talmidim Shaloshanua. A lot of Talmidim didn't know the Brises. Not every Brisa that everybody know. But who told her how you do it, Bashani you do it. Right? He's telling you the same way that you know of that machlokas over here, same way it's by Esther. Everybody knew the machlokas by Esther, they didn't know the machlokas over here. So better to say the other way. The same way that you know the machlokas by Esther is the same machlokas they have over here. Kach machlokas kan. Well, the Simonika Almamra. There's no connection between an Esrog and stones for wiping. They're only in what is a simon. This happens to be the same shear. So if you want to remember the shear of Reb Meir and Yehuda, you'll remember the Mishnah in Sukkah where they argue about an esrog, and it's the same exact shear, egos and beya. You'll know over here also that's what they hold by these rocks. So tishkach legirsa de brisa. Dim tishkach achnat hizacher mishnas kadesrog. If you'll forget the brisa, you'll remember the shear from the Mishnah, which everybody knows about esrog. Okay. Avalo esapai. You can't take stones that are not really stones. Payim is what's it called? Rashi says, "Kamo shokal pisa, regev shikorin glishta, the hoil mifrecha lochosli kinuach vasor letaltem." Rashi says it's talking about a clump of earth. It's not a real stone. It's just a clump of earth that looks like a stone. That you can't use for wiping because it disintegrates, falls apart. And therefore, they weren't matter to be metalto that. It's not effective. So therefore, you can't carry that on Shabbos, move it on Shabbos to use it for wiping. My payim, Reb Zeira karshine bavlaisa. Rashi says karshine bavlaisa hochi mikru. That's how they used to call clumps of earth in Bavel. Yishim she Bavel eretz leichohi v'hamachri shemale regavim. There's a lot of clumps of earth in Bavel because the earth was very moist. And the clumps used to get together, and they dried out. They made clumps of earth that looked like stones, but they weren't stones. Omar Rava, also lemashmesh bitzror b'Shabbos. Another halacha on Shabbos, you can't use you can't use stones for mishmush. You can wipe yourself with them. Mishmush, as Rashi says, l'mashmesh, ha-nitzrach li'panos, ve'eno yochel li'panos. A person who has to go to the bathroom, it just won't come out. So, and during the week, what does he do? Amrina l'kamon b'pirkin, d'me'mashmesh b'tzror b'neket, he takes a rock, and he stimulates the opening, what's it called, with a rock. The hu niftach. And that opens it up and stimulates the muscles that he should be able to go to the bathroom. The kosolka daitach, the ko'omer, the Shabbos, also the mashmesh klal, kederosh and mashmesh in b'chol. Now the Gemara thinks it means that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed the klal to do this process of stimulating the muscles on Shabbos. Maskif lo marzutra listake, the mashmesh, you can't go to the bathroom, and if you hold it back, it's a sakana. So what should you do? Gemara says, kilachar yad. This means you can't do it the normal way you do it during the week. But you can do it in an unusual way. You're allowed to stimulate the muscles there, but only in an unusual way. Just, you can't do it, and there's two ways of learning this. You can't do it at all like you do it during the week, or you can't do it like you do it during the week. All right, so the Gemara says the second way is the way that's proper, not what we thought in the beginning. You can't do it at all. Rashi, listake, domer mar, omud hachozer, maybe only they had broken. We learned in Brachas that if you hold yourself back from defecating, so it brings you to the holy of hadroken. Umeshani kalach yad, hai kederech, de ko'omar rova, kederech ha'me mashmish b'chol. You can't do it, you can't stimulate those muscles the way you do it in the week. Below shina, without a shina. Mishum hashoras nimi. But if you do it in an unusual way, you hold the rock instead of with your whole hand, you hold it with two fingers. So it's an unusual way that you're allowed to do. Rashi says, what's the problem? The problem is that you may, what's it called, cut off hairs by the Beis Harei. So if you do it with a shinoi, worse comes to worse, it'll be also only with the Rabbanan. So therefore, what's it called? If you do it regular, so they say it must be, it's a psikresha. Or others hold it's not a psikresha, and it's taka eino miskaven, but afraid that you get so involved, you do it amazing. You just forget about tearing off the hairs, and you do it on purpose, to tear off the hairs. Others say the problem over here, why you have to do it bishinui, is not because of the hairs, like Rashi said, but because you may, what's it called, file down the, what's it called, the tzror. Right, to make it a little bit more smooth, because over here you don't want to hurt yourself and cut yourself. So you want the rock to be smooth, and it'll be tochein, because you're going to, pulverize the rock, which is tochein, or it's memachek, because you're smoothing out the rock. There's other isurim involved over here. But kalachar yad is mutter, because then either because anyway, then you won't do it, won't be in a siddur d'oraisa. Right? Or because you'll remember and you won't come to do the issue. Omrav Yana, im yesh mokom kavua lebeis hakise, molei hayad. If there's a place that's kavua to beis hakise, this is a public bathroom, then you're allowed to take in a whole handful of stones. Why? Because if some are left over, somebody else will use them. So you didn't move them for nothing. Somebody else will use them. You'll leave some for somebody else. In lav, however, if it's not a public bathroom, you just are using this place to go to the bathroom. Somebody else, no chance that somebody else is going to go there, right? No reason to assume somebody else is going to use that. Then, kehechra meducha ketana shel besamim. Then, the amount of stones you're allowed to take in is, way Rashi learns, kehechra, see the Rashi? It's two different pshatim over here. Im yesh kalachar yad, hai kederach dekoma rova kederach mash b'chol, velo shinoi, mishum ashoras nimi. Have a kalachar yak, you're going, okay, sir, but they said, suppose of shaper dummy. In yesh mochim kavu the besakise, shimi spiru lo arvis, yikaneh bem shachris, mach nisham alei yad. Even you, if you have left over from the night, you'll use them in the daytime. Or somebody else will use them. It's a mochim kavu for besakise. But maybe it's even better to explain the Rashi. It's a mochim kavu for you for the besakise. Look, it doesn't have to be a public bathroom. But if you use this always as a beis hakiseh, you can bring as many rocks as you want Friday night, because if you don't use them, then use them in the morning. But the first way I said,
The nafkamina would be, what about during the daytime? Right? You're not going to use it again, perhaps, in the day. So if it's only for you, then the you won't be able to bring in more. Right? The last time of the day, when it's not in the stabber, you're going to have to go again. But if it's a public bathroom, and the idea is that somebody else will use it, so then all the time, even throughout the day, you're allowed to bring it in. But it's Mashma Rashi the second way, not the first way. Okay. Kehechra, Keshir HaMachriya. So Rashi learns Kehechra means the middle shear, Ke'egos. Nafish Mikazayas, bigger than the Kazayas, the Zutr Mikabeya, and less than a Kabeya. So Rashi learns that this, what we just said, you have to split up. If you don't have a Besakise Kavua, so then you have to take a minimal amount of rocks, what you need for that time, Imlav Kehechra. Come, period. Right? Kehechra. Like the medium size, you can take in an egos. Okay. Now the Gemara says something new. Meducha ktana shel besamim. If you have a small thing that you chop, crush besamim in. Okay, what's it called? A mortar? Right, a mortar. So if you have a meducha ktana, small mortar for besamim, so now the shaila is, can you use it for what's it called? And it's muktzah on Shabbos. It's more muktzah than stam stones. It's not more muktzah than stam stones. It's what's it called? It's muktzah machmas malachto le'isr. So Amar Rav Sheshes, im yesh aleho eid mutter. So this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that kehechra is finished, and now it's a new inyan. So if it has an eid on it, then it's mutter to use for wiping yourself. You're allowed to take this mortar that you crushed the besamim in, and even though it's muktzah, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, right, even though it's double muktzah, not just muktzah because it's stones. It has a root use. And Tosa says, the stam it's talking where it's muktzah machmas chisaron teeth, because otherwise you're allowed to move muktzah l'tzor gufo makoma, right? So it's less muktzah than a regular stone. It has a use. And if you're not moving it for its usher use, moving it for mutter use, it's okay. So why shouldn't you be allowed to move it altogether? Right? So it's talking about it's muktzah koveya makom. You don't move it for anything else. But still, they were matter to move it, just like they were matter to move rocks. You're allowed to move this too. Only though, if it has a leha aid, it has a stain on it. In other words, it's already been used already. So somebody else used this to wipe themselves. Tosa says not. That's not the pshat. We'll see. There's another pshat over here in the Rishonim. Right, he says it's very unusual that people should use somebody's mortar, right, where they make the besamim to wipe themselves with. Right? It's not like exactly the most, who's going to use these besamim afterwards? In any case, so that's how Rashi learns. So let's learn how Rashi learns, then we'll see the other way. So Rashi, the Shaila is, can you move a mortar to wipe yourself with? And the Gemara says only if it has already a stain on it. Mashma, that you can use a stone that somebody else used already. Already has a stain from somebody else. The Gemara says there are 10 things that bring you to tachtonios, to what's it called, hemorrhoids. Ve'eluhein. Ha'ochel ole kanim. If you eat the leaves from reeds, the ale gifanim and the leaves of gifanim, the lulave gifanim, the shoots that grow out of the gefen, umorige behema, and the meat of an animal that's not smooth meat. It's in the, what's it called, different parts of the animal are very, rough meat. Velo melech, and you eat that without salting it. The shedro shodag, if you eat the spinal column of a fish, the dag malia shlobishoko torcho, or salted fish, which aren't completely cooked, uncooked salted fish, vashose shmore yayin, you drink the lees from wine, vamakanech the sid, and you use lime to wipe yourself, probably very effective, but it brings, hemorrhoids, uvecharosis, or you use, what's it called, cheres, earthenware, or you use a rock that somebody else used already. So how could it be that you could use this mortar if it has a stain on it? That means somebody else used it. Somebody doesn't sit down when he goes to the bathroom. He's up on his knees.
Gemara says, Lokasha. Chobalach, chobiyadish. If using somebody else's stone is only when it's still wet. If it dried out already, then you can use somebody else's stone. Okay? The boy Seima, kan mi tzarechot, kan mi beistod. You can't use the stone on the same side that the other guy used it. But if it has a stain on it on one side, you could use it without where the stain is not on the other side. The boy Seima, hodi day, hodi chavre. Depends if you're using your stone. You already used this stone once and has a stain on it. Then you can use it again. But enochinami, if it's somebody else's stone that had a stain from them, you can't use it b'chlam. Okay, Omer le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Yordu aleh geshomim v'nishdash teshumahu. What happens if it rained and the stain was taken away? So it had a stain, but the stain is no longer there. Can you use the mortar or not? Omer le im hoya rishuma nikr mutter. If there's still a, you can still see some remnant of the stain, but it hasn't washed away completely, then it's mutter. Okay, Rashi. Maducha ktana, malachto le'isr, asr le'talto. Right? It's malachto le'isr, and you're not allowed to move it. Okay? And like we said, Tosa says, it must be talking where you can't move for anything, it must be le'chasar n'kis, or you me'yachid makom, or whatever. The me'eshele a'ed, kinua ha'meil shasri le'kach. If it has a stain, then it's obvious that this is what it's been set aside for. It's no longer a mortar, now it's toilet paper. Mutter le'talto le'kinua, then you're allowed to move it. Tachtonios pigis is a hemorrhoid. Lulave gfanim osim pitzulim agdelim begefim according to vidlis. These are the shoots that come out of the vines. Morige behema kol boser sheish ba behema osim kemorag shupogim becharuka. Right? Kemorag charutz chadash. Kolam akom makom sheina boser cholak. It means over here that a morag, I think, is a part of a plow. It's not smooth. So wherever the meat of an animal is not smooth. It's very rough, right? You're going to creep us halosha, the tongue. It's very rough, what's it called, serrated kind of meat. Go nachayich, the palate. Sheyeshbo kimin kotzim upegimos. There's all kinds of, what's it called, like things that come out. Ukebesakosos, the besakosos inside the animal. Also is a lot of, what's it called, the blitos, things that stick out of it or whatever. It's made like a... woven kind of thing with different squares or whatever in it. So it's not smooth flesh. That also gives you hemorrhoids. Shekineach bochaderu, if you use somebody else's rock that they use to wipe themselves. Asid v'charosis nomikai. It's going back on the sid and the charosis also. Hatola sheinu yoshev. It doesn't sit down. If somebody else used it, you shouldn't use it. You get sick. He said if it's clear that it's been used for that and not for a mortar, is it mutter? That means that somebody else used it. There's a stain on it. If it's still wet, the stain, then you can't use it. If it dried out already, then you could. You can't use the same side where the stain is. But you can use the other side. Or he's talking over here where you used it once before yourself. Then you can use it again. Can't use somebody else's. You can use your own. Vinishtashu also aid. What happens if it rained and the aid went away? They took away the stain. Maybe now, since it doesn't have a stain on it, people start using it for a mortar again. Right? As long as it's stained up, right? People aren't going to use it for a mortar for besom. But now that the stain went away, Gemara says, Yirishum al nikr mutter. The kivin demoyis lo chazi le besomim. If there's still, the stain is still visible, nobody's going to use this anymore. It's disgusting to use it for a mortar for besomim. The lo miftale mi besakisi. And therefore, it's still going to be used for besakisi. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns, like the Rach. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, the imlav kehechra meducha ktana shel besamim. That's all part of the answer before. If you don't have a regular besakisei, so you have to be careful how many stones you take in, so then you're allowed to take in only the amount of stones that would make a base, right, a leg to a small mortar.
put it on like a tripod on legs. So they used to use stones for that. As many stones it would make the leg for a meducha, that's what's it called the amount. Okay? And then the what's it called the Gemara has a different shiloh, nothing to do with a maducha, nothing to do with a mortar. Then the Gemara says, that now it's a new thing, right? But Tosa says it's not mistaber that people use mortars to wipe themselves with, right? So he says that therefore that's different from shot completely. That goes on what came here before. How much of stones can you take in where it's not a basic case kavua? The amount if you make a leg on a mortar. Now the Gemara says a separate thing. If you have bigger stones than normal, but they've been used already, then you can use them also. Since they were already miyuchad for the Beis HaKisei, then the Chachamim didn't make a shiur. All these shiurim are new stones. But used stones are okay. And then the whole Gemara goes with that. Or you can use a lot of stones if they had stains on them, because they're miyuchad for that. The stones that you have to worry about how many and how big is where they're not miyuchad. With the miyuchad, then it's a different story. So there's two ways of the Rabbeinu Hananel's way of learning the Gemara and Rashi's way of learning.